Ashland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Multiple sources telling ABC News President Trump has been presented a range of options by his national security team that he's considering, including using U.S. military assets to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Iran warns that U.S. involvement could bring an all-out war in the region. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
The New York Times reports Iran is preparing missiles for potential retaliatory attacks on U.S. bases. In the meantime, Iran firing more ballistic missiles at Israel overnight. Iran's missile stockpile may be dwindling. Some analysts estimate Tehran may have fewer than 1,000 medium-range missiles left. And Israel now says it's neutralized one-third of Iran's missile launchers.
The East Coast will be under a life-threatening heat wave next week, mid-90s to low 100s, and it won't cool down much overnight. A hurricane's expected to form today in the Pacific off Costa Rica, eyeing Acapulco. Erica will be the fifth named storm in a busy season. This is ABC News. It's a Stanley Cup twofer for Florida. ABC's Jay Reynolds at the decisive Game 6.
Florida Panthers wind up skating the Stanley Cup last night after a 5-1 victory over the Oilers in Game 6. Sam Reinhart scoring four of those five goals, including a pair of empty netters to seal the win in the third period. He and the Panthers winning the Cup in back-to-back years.
Honestly, it feels just as good as the first one. It's been a long journey to this point, and we're going to enjoy this one.
Panthers are the first team to repeat by beating the same team both years, since the Canadiens beat the Bruins in 1977 and 78.
So how many drinks a day are too many? The U.S. reportedly is about to change guidance on that. Reuters reporting the updated dietary guidelines for Americans will no longer recommend limiting alcohol to one or two drinks a day. Instead, it will suggest we simply drink in moderation. Well, Canada has adopted a more cautious stance, warning that health risks begin to increase after only two drinks per week. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Canned peas, not the early peas, the big, lumpy, mushy, overcooked canned peas. I hate mushy canned peas, but that's what my mom had made as the vegetable for our supper that night. I refused to eat them. Then that overused, abused, and confused statement came out of my mother's mouth. You know, the statement that every kid has heard at least one time in his or her life. Eat your peas. There are starving kids in India who would love to have those peas. So I got up from the table, went downstairs to my dad's office, got out an envelope, addressed it to starving kids in India, went back upstairs to the table, shoveled my peas into the envelope, licked and sealed the envelope, and handed it to my mom and said, "Here, you can mail my peas to India." Then that other dreaded statement that every mother says sometime during her motherhood, "You just wait until your father gets home." Oh man, Dad's coming home, but while I don't know when he'll arrive, I do have a good idea what he'll do. It's best to be prepared ahead of time for Dad's arrival. It's time to pad the backside. The scripture tells us that Jesus will be coming back someday soon, and then the final judgment. That could be a reason for fear or a reason for joy and anticipation. The Bible says we do not know the hour or the day when Jesus will return, but the Apostle Peter told us to be prepared and to keep looking up for a second coming. Padding your backside is not going to suffice. We need to be prepared for Christ's second coming in a better way. Acknowledge to the Father your failure to live like Christ. Put your faith in Jesus and His grace poured out for you on the cross of crucifixion. Be obedient and follow Christ. Pattern your life after Christ and help others get prepared for Christ's return. Remember, there are people out there starving for the love of Jesus. I'm Pastor Tim and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Ellie, Kaylee, and Erica will greet you with a friendly hello and a warm smile. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
If you have summer plans, then make Macy's Summer Style Sale your first stop. That's because you'll find amazing deals on exactly what you need to make any summer occasion feel like a getaway. Whether you're headed to the beach or your friend's backyard, we're talking matching sets, airy linen, swimsuits, cover-ups, and so much more for 25 to 50% off. Yeah, up to half off. So no matter where you're going, head to the Summer Style Sale starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the scattered rain across the region since last evening has only produced small amounts of moisture, generally a trace to about 0.2 inches. We could still get a couple tenths of an inch of rain today, though, as low pressure swirls from Illinois up toward Lake Michigan. And then behind this, otherwise a pretty seasonal weather shaping up for tomorrow into Friday. We will have a chance of a widely scattered shower thunderstorm late tomorrow and Friday as a warm front moves through, although the better chance staying in the northeast half of the states. Do expect some dangerously hot and humid weather for the weekend as a big dome of heat comes in from the southwest, coupled with dew points up around 70. That'll produce heat index readings up into the low 100s at least. Be sure to exercise heat safety tips, including drinking plenty of extra water, slowing down from heavy activity, getting in the shade and air conditioning when necessary, and wearing lightweight, light-colored clothing. We'll have more on this situation coming up as we get closer. It looks like our next chance of rain then would come in toward late Monday and Tuesday of next week. Here's that forecast for today. Mainly cloudy with some off and on showers, possibly some rumbles of thunder. High temperature in the mid-70s. Variable wind becoming north at 5 to 10. Tonight, any showers ending. Patchy fog possible, low at 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm with a slight chance of a shower toward evening. High temperature about 84 West wind 7 to 14. For Friday, warm and sticky, some sun peaks and still a 30% chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, high reaching the middle 80s. For Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, and dangerously hot and humid. Low temperature 71, high 94. Heat index could reach the low 100s. Sunday, another scorcher with sunshine and high humidity, high of 94. Monday, a chance of storms late, high 91. Some rain on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, it is 67 degrees. Also yesterday's high, we tapped out at a very muggy 86. The record high for June 18th, 94 in 1994. Record low, 42 in 1940. Last year's high, 89, and the low of 75. Sunset will occur at 8:45 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:21. Coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now, the air has moved a little bit east-southeast around 2 to 3 miles per hour. Barometer is steady at 29.92, and just a trace, a few sprinkles. Precipitation this morning, after a low of 65, it is 67 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider. Boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, details on all conference news and state baseball as well. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to stay tuned for sports. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. The Ridge and Valley Conference is out with its all-conference baseball selections this week. Seneca won the league, going 12-2. Weston and Ithaca tied for second at 11-3. And DeSoto went 9-5. North Crawford 7-7 during a very competitive conference. First-team all-conference members include, from Weston, senior Garrett Jennings and junior Isaac Jennings. From Ithaca, senior Sammy Clary, Wesley Nelson, a senior, and junior Houston Boland. From DeSoto, Finn Roble and Bryce Schultz, both juniors. North Crawford juniors Landon Blaha and Colin Jacobus. And from Seneca, Dawson Davidson and Owen Opright, both seniors, and Gage Wall, a junior. Cooper Lummis of Wazika Steuben, a junior, rounds out the first team all-conference. Second team members include Wyatt Hilby, a senior from Ithaca, DeSoto senior Harris Krieger, Krieger. Kickapoo's Evan Wallace, a senior. North Crawford Sawyer's Deluca, a sophomore. Seniors Briar Wall and Jack Gallagher from Seneca. Senior Brett Wagner of Wazika Steuben and Garrett Granger, a senior with Weston, all named to the second team. Honorable mention players from the Ridge and Valley include DeSoto's Lane Gelf, Cody Burns of Ithaca, Jace Nagel, Kickapoo, Zach Hansen, Lafarge, Zach Bender, North Crawford, and Jackson Konacek from Seneca, along with Bentley Dooms, a freshman from Wazika Steuben, and Trevor Westfall, a junior with the Weston Silver Eagles. Special awards were given out, including the sportsmanship team. They include Peyton Krieger of DeSoto, Ben Hipsch, Ithaca, Evan Wallace, Kickapoo, Jordan Franks, Lafarge, North Crawford's Hunter Smith, Hunter Hagensek of Seneca, Ruger Patz of Wazika Steuben, and Hunter Coy, Weston. The Pitcher of the Year was recognized as senior Jack Gallagher of Seneca, the Player of the Year, Ithaca senior Sammy Clary, and the Coach of the Year, North Crawford head coach Adam Stenner. That's a look at the Ridge and Valley All-Conference baseball selections this year. Yesterday at the state baseball tournament, it was Division IV action in the morning. Johnson Creek got by Pittsville 6-2, and Pacelli was a winner against Edgar by a final of 14-2. In the afternoon session, Fenimore suffered a loss to Kewaunee 5-3. The Golden Eagles season ended at 25-4 at the state tournament. Kenosha St. Joseph advanced to the D3 title game with a 14-4 win over Barron. Today, the action gets underway at 9 o'clock. Aquinas takes on Seymour. Aquinas is the number 2 seed, Seymour number 3, and the number 1 seed, New Berlin Eisenhower, will play number 4 seed, Reedsburg, in the other Division II semifinal. Reedsburg seeded 4th, embarking on their 5th state tournament appearance, their first since 2011. The most notable of their previous 4 experiences was a runner-up performance way back in 1958. This season, Reedsburg was a champion in the small division of the Badger Conference. Action continues at the state baseball tournament coming up later today near Appleton. All the while, it's American Legion baseball getting underway in full force. Yesterday, the Gaze Mills Post 308-220 Grizzlies lost a doubleheader to Black River Falls Legion Post 200 by a score of 6-4 and 6-2 in the nightcap. The third week of games for the Church League softball season were played last night at Crosscup Park. Richland Baptist Temple won, down St. Mary's 10-8. After a slow start, the bats of Mason Jelenic, Hayden Jelenic, and Jordan Keegan helped close the gap for St. Mary's, but Baptist Temple hung on for the win. Free Methodist bested Grace Community Church 16-1. Adam Burns, Nathan Phillips, and Liz Niemeyer each had 4 hits for Free Methodist. The Mission shut out Boscobel Assembly of God 16-0. Adam Windsor was 4-for-4 with a home run for the Mission, and Andrew Thompson led off the game with an inside-the-park home run. And Richland Baptist Temple 2 defeated Church of the Nazarene 10-7. Connor Hying and Malachi Fretz each had home runs in the win. The Knights of Columbus had a bye. There will be no games played the week of June 24th due to other events at Crosscup Park. Church League teams will resume play on July 1st. At Quail Run, it was action last night in the Tuesday Men's Golf League. Aaron Halverson birdied hole 2 and fired a 39. He was matched by Rich Barancott. They had the top 2 scores, 39s at Quail Run. Also, Rod Reitz with a 40, Neil Mahoney, Peter Lawrence, and Jarrett McDonald each shot 41s. Other golfers with holes played under par: Ray Lindvig birdied hole 1, Tony Doherty birdied hole 8, Ryan Pockstadt with a birdie on hole 8. Terry Wheaton with a flag prize win, longest putt on hole 1. Jarrett McDonald with the closest to the pin on hole 3. Ken Nick Sr., closest second shot on hole 5. Ray Lindvig, closest to the pin on hole 7. And Ken Nick Sr., longest drive on hole number 9 during Quail Run Golf League men's action. The Brewers were not able to hold on to an early two-run lead Isaac Collins provided, eventually losing to the Cubs 5-3. Collins slammed his third home run of the season in the second inning. Seiya Suzuki put the Cubs up with a three-run shot in the fifth. Pete Crow Armstrong added a circus catch and an insurance run home run in the bottom of the eighth. Chad Patrick took the loss. Rookie Jacob Mizorowski starts game two of the series coming up tonight on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami 8-3 over Philadelphia, Colorado 10, Washington 6, Atlanta 5, the Mets 4, the Dodgers over San Diego 8-6. In the American League, the Angels 4, Yankees 0, Baltimore 5-1 over Tampa Bay, Kansas City 6, Texas 1, Seattle 8, Boston 0, and Houston 13-3 over the Athletics. In interleague play, Detroit 7-3 over Pittsburgh, Toronto 5, Arizona 4, St. Louis 12, the White Sox 2, Cincinnati 6-5 over Minnesota, Cleveland 3, and San Francisco 2. The new Packer president says he's planning no contract extensions for general manager Brian Gutekunst or head coach Matt LaFleur yet. Ed Policy takes over for Mark Murphy next month. Some move could be coming because of Policy saying he's generally opposed to a coach or GM working on the last year of a contract. ESPN quotes him as saying he has three main goals when he takes over: win football games, keep the team in Green Bay, and strengthen the community. Last night in the NHL Finals, the Florida Panthers repeated as Stanley Cup champions by beating the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 in Game 6 of the final. They are the NHL's first back-to-back winners since Tampa Bay in 2020 and 21, and the third team to do it this century. That's an update on sports for a Wednesday morning. I am Phil Nee.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place, with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
822. A reminder today, and just in, we've learned that the senior farmers market vouchers will be given out today at Health and Human Services instead of at the farmers market, just because of the potential for some rain. So vouchers will be distributed today between 12:30 and 1:30 at Health and Human Services today instead of at the farmers market. Coming up, our update from Paul Harvey. A vintage Paul Harvey program, next on WRCO FM 100.9.
Now, the rest of the story. In school, you may have been taught that the Great Chicago Fire of 1871 began when Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over a lantern in her barn. And from what historians have been able to determine, that version is probably correct. Catherine O'Leary did live in a little frame cottage at 137 DeCoven Street. There was a barn at the rear of her house. There was a cow in that barn. Eyewitnesses would later testify that the Chicago Fire began in that building. The Chicago Historical Society even has a cowbell on display, which was recovered from the ashes where Mrs. O'Leary's barn once stood. Something else was retrieved from the ruins, an oil lamp, a broken oil lamp. In fact, Mrs. O'Leary herself claimed actually to have seen the cow kick over that lantern. At least that was her first account of what had happened. Other versions were to follow. But she kept changing her story because she was probably scared. You see, in the aftermath of the Great Chicago Fire, there were many who believed Mrs. O'Leary had started the blaze intentionally, insisting she'd done it because she was a witch. No, really. Surely it was the fiendish nature of the fire itself which had inspired such spectral speculation. Those who lived through the conflagration, even called them fire devils, the awesome whirling columns of fire which darted about the city, apparently independent of the main inferno, like flaming tornadoes, a natural phenomenon, of course, made possible by extreme thermal convection. Yet to some superstitious survivors, fire devils were a part of Mrs. O'Leary's witchcraft. So, how was the stage really set for the most destructive conflagration in American history? With practically no rain for 3 months previous, Chicago was one big tinderbox. The ignition of Mrs. O'Leary's barn was like a spark that flicked into a barrel of gunpowder. And though the amazing blaze did start here at 137 DeCoven Street, it could have started anywhere. The fire leveled more than 2,000 acres of man-made structures, 3 1/3 square miles. In 1871, that was the city of Chicago. Only a few buildings, maybe half a dozen, were spared. The water tower works were destroyed, but the water tower, for instance, made of stone, survived. The work of a witch? Well, you know those accusations against Catherine O'Leary were encouraged by something you were never told in school. You always knew the fire started in Mrs. O'Leary's barn, and that barn did burn to the ground. But had you heard that among the handful of Chicago structures spared was the flimsy frame? Are you sitting down for this? Among the structures spared during the Chicago fire was the flimsy frame cottage where Mrs. O'Leary lived. That's right. Her home survived unmarred by the conflagration that ravaged more than 2,000 acres, the most destructive city fire in American history. And the doorstep of Mrs. O'Leary's rickety wooden cottage was only 13 paces from the barn where the blaze began. Now you know the rest of the story.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music, call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
A golden pond full of fish. I bet you already caught everything in it. I bet you're making everybody laugh with your jokes. I know you're holding nothing but the best kind of hope, shining a light up there with a big old smile. Yeah, and meanwhile, down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, it's down home, kid. It's just how you left on my still. Ain't that you're gone, I wish you were here. But I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you're up there looking down home. There ain't a day down here that goes by that I don't climb up in my F-150 on the back row bumping Charlie Pride. Yeah, every song keeps you right here with me. I got a daughter now, I really wish you'd have met. Yeah, she's walking now, but I know you see.
chance I get. So when you're looking through the clouds, daddy, you can bet they're down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, this down home kid. It's just how you left them, I still hate that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud to know you are there. Everything, everything, everything's good down home. Yeah. And oh, yeah. Down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart.
A Town Taxi Triple Play today as we spotlight artists with birthdays today. We began with Jimmy Allen. Here's Blake Shelton.
Don't bother telling me what I got coming in the morning. I already know. I got some feel-good pills and a red Gatorade by my bed, ready to go. I'm gonna do my best to dance with every girl in this bar before they shut it down. Then I'll pay my tab, climb in a cab, head to a spot downtown. It's all about tonight, good times and the music and laughing and couple of friends. Just tell me your name. I don't need your number or a date next Saturday. Baby, let's act like fools, break a few rules, party the night away. It's all about tonight, good times and the music and laughing and grooving to the band. Everybody's getting right, no worries. All kinds of concoctions in our hands. Yeah, tomorrow can wait till tomorrow.
show you I'm your friend. You'll understand if I can make it clear. It's all that matters in the end. Put it there, if it weighs a ton. That's what a father said to his young son. As long as you and I are here, put it there. As long as you and I are here, put it there. If there's a fight, I'd like to fix it. I hate to see things go so wrong. The darkest night and all its mixed emotions is getting lighter. Sing along. Put it there, if it weighs a ton. That's what a father said to his young son. I don't care if it weighs a ton. As long as you and I are here, put it there. As long as you and I are here, put it there.
Cap off our triple play with another birthday celebrant today, Sir Paul McCartney.
Hey parents, beep beep.
Town Taxi is running a special just for you.
Student punch cards for the pool.
Maybe the library or a summer job.
Or summer school.
It's pretty simple. 10 rides, $40. And you can receive an email or text confirmation when each ride is complete. So relax in peace this summer knowing your kiddos have safe, reliable, and local transportation for all their summer activities.
Find us on Facebook
at Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Or call 647-3114 today. Beep, beep.
Celebrity birthdays indeed. Musician Paul McCartney, 83 today. How fast time goes by. I remember when he turned 64, and everybody was like, oh, let's play When I'm 64. You know, it fits Paul McCartney today. Well, that's only been, what, 20 years ago? 19 years ago. My goodness. Anyway, time goes by, and let's see, country musician Blake Shelton turns 49, and Jimmy Allen, 40. We feature them during the triple play today.
Midwesterners believe in hard work, learning valuable skills, and making smart decisions. We have a right to the things we are willing to work for, but we know that sometimes we all need a little help when things get tough. We believe in helping those who've been knocked down or left behind, and we do that. And so should our government. The current budget bill going through Congress is supported by people who have forgotten that they are there to work for us. Instead of giving tax dollars back to us in times and in places where we need help, they want to give it away to those who don't need it. A lot of billionaires worked hard for their money, and good for them. But our government giving them tax breaks that simply increase their wealth is not a smart decision. And it's not what Midwesterners know is fair. We all deserve the opportunity to increase our standard of living. We don't want handouts. We just want a fair shake. And this budget bill does not do that. Call your representatives and tell them that the hardworking middle class needs a budget bill that works for us. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware of Richland Center and Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse, Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard summer ready and your tools in check at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Right now, Ace Reward members get exclusive deals on DeWalt tools, including combo kits, batteries, and fans. Need to dig in? Save on long-lasting, handled tools like rakes, shovels, and hoes, all built to last. And don't forget your lawn. Grab Ace brand fertilizer to keep your grass green, thick, and backyard barbecue ready. That's Walsh's Ace, where helpful is just what we do. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Trivia question of the day today on WRCO Radio can net you a great prize from Walsh's. How many times has Paul McCartney played in Milwaukee? That's the question today on Sir Paul's 83rd birthday. How many times has he played in Milwaukee over the years in his career? Is it A, 3, B5, C7, or D9? 608-647-4155. Best of luck. Parker McCallum on WRCO and A Handle on You. Congratulations to Paul Marshall, who had a handle on the answer for this one. And the question was, how many times has Paul McCartney played in Milwaukee? The correct answer, B, 5. Now, I was contemplating this question this morning because I was tying it in. We normally do a sports question. So my question was going to be, can you name the locations that he played, because they're all sports related or homes of, but I thought it might be kind of tough because some of them are defunct, but they're still around. So he played with the Beatles just one time in Milwaukee. I've talked to a few folks over the years who have claimed to have been there too, at the Milwaukee Arena, which is now the UW Milwaukee Panther Arena. He also played at County Stadium. In fact, the Beatle concert was 64. He played at County Stadium in 1993. I was there way back in the back row, but it was a good show. So County Stadium is the other. He played twice at the Bradley Center, once in 2002 and another in 2005. And he performed at Miller Park, which of course is now AmFam Field, in 2013. So the correct answers would have been the Milwaukee Arena, County Stadium, Bradley Center, and Miller Park. So, and I'm guessing maybe some people out there might have gotten that one, but yeah, nonetheless, I saw him at the Kohl Center in Madison, so I've seen him twice in my life. That's the time where he looked up. I was in the first row of the second deck, and I did a thumbs up, and he did a thumbs up. And I'm like, I made eye contact with Paul McCartney, and he gave me a thumbs up. And I looked around, and there's like 5,000 people all doing the thumbs up. So I'm like, I want to say that he saw me first, but he may not have. I don't know. Nonetheless, anyway, that was quite a show, too. But nonetheless, yeah, some Paul McCartney trivia for you. Paul wins courtesy of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Join us each Wednesday for our Walsh's trivia question. Here's Brooke Graham. Minutes before 9 o'clock. I think Paul McCartney's probably the artist because people ask, well, who'd you most like to have lunch with? And, you know, and he might be it. There's a lot of them I could care less. You know, I mean, I think sometimes you, you don't want to meet them. Not that they're idols, but, you know, you might be disappointed. I don't know if you'd be disappointed with him or not, but I'd have lunch with Paul McCartney. Of course, he'd be vegetarian. That's all right. I've always kind of thought that it would be, you know, that'd be kind of fun. I've met one person that has met him, one person, and that was Milwaukee musician Reed Kaling. We were at his house some years ago, and he was in a lot of Milwaukee groups, but went on, actually played a couple of songs with John Lennon as a studio musician, but he played Paul McCartney in the Broadway show Beatlemania, which was touring across the country at one point, but he was the original fake Paul. And so he met McCartney at a party or something. And he told me that if Paul liked you, he would introduce you to Linda, his wife. And he did. He's like, oh, Reed, meet Linda. And so he's like, hey, I felt pretty good that he must have liked me all right.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
We're headed toward a high of 75 today. Reports of maybe a little bit more rain in some of the outlying areas, but just about 15 sprinkles this morning. That's all here at the WRCO studios. 68 on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Good. It wasn't no thing. Never reached for you in another touch. Don't ever think about you with them. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. And hard, hard breaks are hard to breathe. So I just did the same. Oh, lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me. Lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, hard breaks are hard to break. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, hard breaks are hard.
Take me down, take me down, take me down in a little white.
your fun, now you're done. Mama warned me about your game, she don't like you anyway. No more calling me baby, no more loving like crazy, no more chicken and gravy.
Little Big Town on WRCO Radio, going down to the Little White Church today. Abbey Trails time right around the bend, and news time from ABC. Plus, we'll have community conversation with some community friends coming up here in our morning show time slot between 9 and 10. So stay right there. We're at 68 degrees in Richland Center this morning and headed on toward a high of around 75 today, which is going to be the coolest day for the next several, it looks like. And then getting into the 90s with high heat indices again on Saturday and Sunday. So some very warm and dangerous temperatures for some. And then back to kind of a little bit more June reality by Tuesday of next week with temperatures in the 70s and 80s. Trails time straight ahead, as mentioned. This is John Barry on FM 100.9.
Trails to you until
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll be back your way with the morning show coming up next hour right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in Spring Green, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 68 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The world is watching to see if President Trump brings America into Israel's war with Iran. Multiple sources tell ABC News that the president has been given and is considering a